biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Stank.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dilly.
We are back once again, and Tila is... Have we heard from Tila?
No.
You know what, Fusion? You were mentioning this earlier, and I think you might be right. It's the curse of the logo.
It's a logo curse, yeah.
The curse of our logo. It seems like whenever we get a new logo for the podcast, someone mysteriously
It's always when we put the host in the logo.
Right.
We've had it before where it's just been like the biscuit and like everything's fine.
Right. The first logo that we got with the hosts on it.
Sammy Grace.
We had just gotten Sammy Grace, and shortly after
we made the t-shirt. Before it was the t-shirt curse, but now it's kind of evolved into the logo curse. We lost Sammy Grace when we made the first PFA t-shirt, and then we lost Kieran after we made the FanFest t-shirt. Now that we've been slowly in the process of getting a new logo made
and
up, and Tila's just kind of up and disappeared.
It's snatched up into cyberspace, and she's lost. And now we can say that it's the logo curse. So... I don't know. Well, you know what? Actually, if you want to think about it, we had Kieran in the logo too?
We had him on the FanFest shirt.
Yeah, and he's gone.
And then he was gone.
Poof!
I mean, if she is lost in cyberspace, we can only hope that it's something as awesome as like reboot or something.
Oh god!
Awesome incoming game.
I knew you were gonna say something like that. Reboot. I'm sure there's gonna be like people
like the new adventures of Johnny Quest with like Quest World.
Yeah. All right. So, interesting show this week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff going on, which is cool. So why don't we go ahead and get started?
All right. For people that were worried about, you know, spending all that money just for crappy add-on scenario storyline, there is going to be a little bit more of an incentive to buy all three of them. Starting with the update here, all of the people who buy all three of the add-on scenarios, and this also includes the Final Fantasy XI Ultimate Collection, they will receive the Nexus Cape. It's a cape. It goes on your back. It's an enhancement of or enchantment of teleport to party leader. It's level 30, rechargeable, recast of 40 hours. What this does is it will pretty much pull in all the people in the party to the party leader.
What? That's cool.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. It is a little limited. For example, you can't use it in Ottergon areas, or Wings of the Goddess areas.
Lame.
I can see some of the reasoning for it. If you think for Ottergon, there's the islands for the tier 4 ZNMs that you need to spend the Zenny for, you know, to get there. With this cape, you could kind of bypass that. There's probably something in the code where they couldn't not include that area or something. I don't know. But with stuff like the past, like, that's not a huge deal because you can get around pretty easily, you know, as it is already. But I think right now everyone's kind of curious to see how this will work for the possibility of getting the regain feather out there in Ottawa Chasm. What that is, for people that aren't familiar with it, there is a quest. It's the Mimeostone quest, and what this is you touch one of the Illuminant spawns in the chasm, and you get the stone, and you have to race up to the top of that big tower, the big mountain there, that big hill.
Yeah.
And the way that it is, it's like every, I think it's like a minute and 15 or a minute and 20 seconds, the stone will fade. And the number of times that it does that before you reach the top determines the reward. So if you do it before it fades once, if you can get to the top of the mountain in a minute and 20 seconds, you will get the regain feather. Which, yep, for people that have climbed that mountain will know it's... Duel has, but he doesn't count. It can be hard to do that. It can be very hard to do that. And this regain feather will grant you 100% HP, 100% MP, and 300% TP, and it is a instant use item. So that
what?
Would be cool to, for people to have more access to that. But you know, we don't know if it'll work like a draw in or a tractor, and you know, a tractor is technically a zone, and you can't do that during this quest. So you know, it could be cool. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see for that. But people will be able to obtain that from the treasure chest that's located in the Ten Shoto headquarters, where they've been getting all their other add-on rewards. So that's something to look forward to.
Word.
Cool. Next up, the second trailer for a Shantotto Ascension is out. It's shown quite a few... It's showing, like, we can see Aldo is in there, some Moogles. I really hope they're not trying to tie in all the add-on scenarios, because they are in no way connected to each other. Like, okay, Shantotto was in the Moogle thing. Like, she was, like, removing a curse from a Mog House. That doesn't make it connected to the other story. Like, that's, you know, and ACP had nothing to do with either of the other two, so I really hope that they're not trying to connect them. But, you know, basically, the biggest highlight, I think, is there's, like, would appear to be giant ghost Shantottos or something, like outside the Temple of Ugly. So that can be interesting, I guess. I always wanted to fight, you know, a bunch of giant ghost Shantottos out in the jungle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't... You know, it's kind of curious, too, that they actually released a second trailer for this. You know, all the other add-on scenarios have had one trailer. Why are there two for this one? That's kind of odd to me.
Because it's the last one, maybe?
They want to try and sell it better, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But more importantly than the trailer, we finally got the list of augments for the pants that you can get from the...
Dragon pants for the win!
...scenario. But there are some interesting augments. We're not going to talk, you know, we're not going to tell you every single one. You can find the list up on the website. But they have, you know, haste plus 3, double attack plus 2. They got some interesting ones. They got skill chain damage plus 5%, magic burst damage plus 10%, conserve TP plus 5, you know, waltz TP cost minus 5.
Yeah, they're quite different on this this go round. Mm-hmm. There's a movement speed
plus 8.
Plus 8 on this. That's really cool. Yeah, that's very cool. That's something to have.
I approve.
It is.
Yeah, and I feel kind of dumb now because we were talking. Me and Joe were talking about the augments, and he's like, "Dude, what if they did movement speed?" I'm like, "I don't know if they would do movement speed." And sure enough, hey, movement speed plus 8. And he's like, "I told you, Fusion."
They did it just to make you wrong, to Joe.
I wouldn't doubt it. They have it out for me over there, I think, but...
They're like, come on, we gotta throw Joe a bone. Let him be right for once.
Yeah, there you go.
Poor Joe.
But,
shut up, Joe.
That's gonna
he
be
tries
our
so hard.
Discussion topic for the week. We want to know what kind of combinations you're putting together, you know, what you're gonna use your pants for, so... Other than, you know, to avoid indecent exposure,
wear?
But,
To protect the world from your...
To serve and protect...
Mm-hmm.
To say Galkas need to wear pants.
Indeed, sir.
I'll leave it at that. But we have quite a few people that have submitted their ideas or their combinations, and we're not going to be able to get it to everybody, but I think we're going to be covering some of these next week as well. So if if yours doesn't get mentioned this week, it could get mentioned on the next episode if we have time after talking about the update. Obviously, the update is coming
update
out
is what, on
next week
Monday?
On Monday. So we'll be recording the next episode Monday night, so you can expect that to be out probably Wednesday or so. But,
Tuesday, come on, Tuesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll see. I have a lot of classes on Tuesday and stuff, so. But we'll get it out as soon as we can, so don't worry about that. And we'll also be having another episode that'll come out between now and then too, and we'll get into that in a couple minutes. But let's go ahead and jump down into the augments discussion.
All right. Sayo Mayo says, Mage Pants with movement speed up and damage down. This is an absolute dream of a black mage standing set piece, especially for those of us who have AF2 body and leave the head slot open for Ikira for the curse effect. As well as throwing a bone to those of us who haven't completely capped out on damage down yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you can on Black Mage. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing what the movement speed will do for my soloing ability as well.
Nothing, Sayo, you're fired.
DJ Play School here wants an extra hit build on his monk. He's thinking kick attacks plus 5 and double attack plus 2.
Nice. We're going to skip Joe.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. Miroku says movement speed and cure potency plus 5 for White Mage, Scholar, Red Mage, Summoner. Movement speed and PDT for my idle sets.
Physical damage taken.
Mm-hmm. Movement speed and haste for Mage, Idle, and Red Mage, Dark Set until Nashira.
Alright.
Dibble says, Ghetto Shadow Trues for the win. Magic accuracy and magic attack bonus.
Nice.
I love the word trues.
Going on to some other ones here. Ansetsu says they would get the Disorder Tacits with physical damage taken minus 4% and movement speed plus 8%. Would be good for kiting Kirin and other NMs in super tanking. So that's that would be a good piece.
Mm-hmm.
For monk, kite and stuff. Thief for pulling, kiting, sacking stuff, and salvager dynamics. Those would be really good. Kaitio says they probably would have picked haste plus 3, and then either accuracy plus 7 or double attack plus 2 for their thief.
Word.
I guess I've seen a lot of that. The haste plus 3 and double attack. What do you guys think? Would you pick the double attack plus 2% over the 7 accuracy?
Oh no, accuracy, man, for everything but Durg, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd rather, not miss a double attack and hit everything up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Tanlore says for his summoner or their summoner. They would do pet store TP and subtle blow plus 8 and then movement speed plus 8%.
I really like that there's a lot of pet stuff
yeah.
on add-on things, because that really, I don't know, that's a little, I don't even have a pet job, but I like yeah. that.
They say no other piece of armor that I know of gives pet store TP or subtle blow. All the other augments you can pretty much get already. Elemental Siphon, there is an Elemental Siphon augment, it's plus 20, I believe. He says that it would really only give me 15 and not 20 because he has oracles. So those two seem the best to them. For Derg, he would get haste plus 3 and double attack plus 2% because he doesn't have home mom yet. So, and there's actually a post in here with the math behind all the elemental siphon plus 20 augments and how that would work out. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the fifth comment on the post for that.
What?
What else we got in the forums here, Stank?
Cool.
I don't know where you were getting those from.
I was getting them from the comments.
Oh, word. I'm actually in the forum.
I'm aware.
Okay, I got confused for a second. Like, I don't know where he's reading from. I'm lost. All right, so, Birdo says, I have yet to buy any of the add-on scenarios and may not buy this one. Here's my opinion anyways, because I feel like posting. Since I only have Durg and Paladin, Sam on the way, I mostly like to build for Durg. Maybe it's just me, but I like to go for the hit more, hit hard approach. He says, Nuevo Castellet. Critical hit, plus 3, double attack, plus 2. The Blitzer Poland, critical hit, plus 3, double attack, plus 2. Champions Gala, strength, plus 2, haste, plus 2, dex, plus 4, increases critical hit damage, plus 2%. WS, weapon skill macro, strength, plus 4, weapon skill accuracy, plus 15, agility, plus 4, increases weapon skill damage. Now, here's my question. If I'm sacrificing too much haste or accuracy, I kind of thought I could sneak in some accuracy elsewhere, plus food. I just really like to see myself smacking things a lot and seeing the critical damage text. Or is my overall setup a waste of space?
Critical hit rate and double attack, they're good. Obviously, they're going to be better the more you have of it, because it'll stack more. You know, with this, you know, if you have crit hit 3 on, you know, the body and the pants, it'll be, you know, crit hit 6, so that'll be better. But I don't know. I would probably try and put a little more accuracy in there somewhere. That's just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But
what job is this again?
He's Derg? Looking to gear it for Derg.
Derg.
I love double attack on Dragoon. I'm not gonna lie. I think double attack seems to proc a lot on my Dragoon. I don't know. Like, even before I started getting all this gear with double attack on it, like Asgard and junk like that. Mm-hmm. Crit, not so much. I mean, I have full crit merits and everything, but I'm sure you could probably drop some of the crit and put, you know, accuracy, haste, or whatever needs to be put in there. Mm-hmm. That applies for your job. But the double attack would definitely be a welcome addition there.
Word.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Wait a minute. There was one from Dogbert. What did Dogbert say? Am I missing it? Oh, there it is.
I have a question real quick.
Go ahead.
For the headpiece that came out of the, what was it, the Moogle one?
Mm-hmm.
Does that fall, there's an augment that has dex and something to do with crit. Is it crit rate or is it crit damage?
That is a good question. And?
Because I think on these legs it's crit damage, isn't it? Pretty sure it's
it is. Looking for it. Where'd it go? Critical hit damage plus 3%.
Yeah, okay.
And then let me look up the other one here real quick. Maybe. If it wants to load, let's see. Let's load. Go to equipment. Dex for critical hit damage.
And that's how much?
2.
2, okay.
Cool.
Just curious, because you don't see a whole lot of critical hit damage. Mm. Everything's usually crit rate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dogbert says, the augments for Pup this time around are really nothing special. And I already have a pair of Barbossa pants, and I'm working on Usucane pants. So I'm going with a MP plus 24, Enmity minus 4, Cure Potency plus 5% piece for my White Mage. The Tatsumaki have the cool dragon design too, which seals the deal. So, there you go.
Right. The pants have a magic accuracy for pet, I believe. That's, you know, if you use the Black Mage Puppet a lot, I think that's the Black Mage
Puppet. Pet magic accuracy plus 7. Yeah.
And that's a big chunk, too. I mean, mm-hmm. The biggest problem with the Black Mage Head for Pup is that the magic accuracy is terrible. I mean, even with the Tranquilizer, it's pretty bad. So
yeah, he's using those Barbossa pants for his Pup, though.
Those are like a melee thing.
Yeah,
what I would do, maybe, and in their case, is because the MP and MD thing, eh. Like, you can get that, you know, anywhere. I would do the Cure Potency and then maybe do the Pet Magic Accuracy.
What about the movement speed?
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, if you want to just use it to run around, then yeah. Like, if it's like, oh, those, you know, most of those augments are garbage.
You know what? It's really 8%. Like, how much is that, really? Like, you have
8%.
Like I know.
what kind of question is
like,
that?
Okay, you have the like the
most pieces like are 12%.
The nation body pieces give you 12%. It really doesn't seem like 12% is that much. I mean, you're not like
you can stack it though too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, you can't. You can't.
You can't stack pieces of gear. You can stack things like enchantments or songs or whatever, two pieces of movement.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm thinking of the enchantment. So you could do, you know, Mizurica or Jig or the Swift Shoes. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the feet you get in the past to do that, you can do that and then have something else on and combine those, but...
Well, 8% is still, I mean...
Yeah, it's still 8% faster than everybody else.
If you've ever kited anything with movement speed, on any mob that has regular running, you know, over time, you just make more and more distance on it with the 12%. I mean,
yeah,
it's a 4% difference, but still, that's enough to, you know, if you're in a dire kiting situation, that'll probably save your life.
Yep. Yeah.
And I can see most, like, thrifty black mages looking to grab, you know, the pants just for kiting. I know a lot of black mages that kind of drool over the gaiters and, you know... Gaiters.
Yes, indeed. Well, all right.
They definitely won't replace the gaiters, but you
know, let's continue on. Earth Digger.
If by some miracle it stacked, they'd be epic.
Oh man.
Wow.
20% movement speed. Oh yeah.
There you go.
I guess.
Earth Digger says I'm going to get enhanced movement speed, and I don't know. I'm really just seeing these a way to have movement speed that won't cost me an arm and a leg.
I think we're seeing a trend here.
Yeah, you haven't seen the add-on scenario yet. That could be an arm and a leg.
Literally.
I know.
That'll be the boss. It's gonna be there's an arm and a giant ghost Shantota, but she's like sticking through a wall or something. And there's just like a giant leg and an arm. You gotta attack.
Taped to a giant crystal.
Yep.
It all began with a ghost Shantota.
They have like crystal like nails or something. Crystal armband, I don't know.
Well, okay, Knives Millions says, I'm planning on going for a Homom Leg Substitute, haste plus 3%, accuracy plus 7, for Paladin, then drop and redo something else, maybe for Summoner when I get Homom Legs. More accuracy, but no fast cast.
Word.
And there you go. That's it.
All we have for now. We'll
7 accuracy is awesome.
Yeah.
If you're making like a substitute, because aren't Homom Legs 3% also?
It's 3 accuracy, 3% and fast cast, and then the HP.
I mean, you might not get like the fast cast and all that HP and MP, but come on, 7 accuracy. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is. That's a big chunk of accuracy for legs.
Absolutely,
I do approve.
And if you guys think of any more augments for the pants, go ahead and throw that up in the forum, and we'll see if we have time to go over more of those next week. So now we've talked about what everybody else wants. What are you guys thinking? Regardless of if you're gonna get the add-on or not, what would you make?
I would make a train.
There are no train augments, unfortunately. Train whistle effect plus 5.
How can you have a Shantotto expansion without trains? Just the connection's
probably,
there.
Probably
come on.
Pretty easily.
I would say for me, I would go with the magic attack bonus and maybe in either.
How much is the MAB?
Plus 4.
Dude, just end you. Errant is fine.
Errant.
You think?
Yeah, don't waste it on that. You should definitely make ghetto Homom Legs for your Paladin and Derg.
He clearly needs a magic burst damage plus 10 augment on there.
Those are like the worst things ever for Black Mage.
That was sarcasm.
Isn't there like a piece of Black Mage relic that has like magic burst damage?
There's a staff you can get.
The hands or the legs?
I think the legs are like the OBs with the day.
Oh, okay.
There's a staff you can get too from the Laval. And yeah, I think it's Magic Burst Plus.
Yeah.
That atrocity.
If I was going to do something for Durg, maybe Haste plus 3, Double Attack plus 2.
No, not Double Attack.
No? Inaccuracy?
Unless you have a bunch of accuracy elsewhere, I would recommend accuracy.
If you're transferring, definitely do the Haste and Accuracy.
Okay.
Well, I can't get you home and pants in a few days. But I can get you other stuff in a few days.
I'll help you ungimp your Durg stick.
My Durg isn't really that gimp.
Your Black Mage is doomed.
It's Durg, so it's like it's kind of sad. If you have like Drake's Bane, like and you merit, you could probably go naked and probably like outparse some DBs.
I do not have Drake's Bane.
I have a Corsair friend of mine on Bahamut. He said he finally got his joy use and he's doing some meriting and like was out damaging like dragoons and samurais because he was getting off like two weapon skills on a single bird.
Dude, I went like with a full haste set when I hit my Imcris.
Letting two weapon skills get off on a mob.
Who knows?
I might.
And two weapon skills by one person, too.
Yeah, like so, these other guys were turned around or something.
I'm not quite sure what was going on.
I forgot, I was behind the outpost.
Yeah. How about you, Chin? What are you looking at for the augments here?
Honestly, like, I've got zero jobs that would benefit from anything there. If by some crazy miracle the movement speed stack, obviously the mage pants with that and the minus damage taken.
Yeah. The thing to mention, it's not that these are horrible augments. It's not like you can make, you know, like they're not so bad. It's that a lot of the pieces you can make are kind of like, they're, you know, these until you get whatever else that has been in the game, which isn't a bad idea. I mean, you know, some people, you know, may not have a Skylink shell or they may not do Limbus. So, you know, something more accessible like that on scenarios is a good place for them or a good way to get some items like that.
Well, the only thing I was thinking was like the Blessed Trousers like have 6 mind. So I need to pull up. I need to find my little white mage calculator and see if 6 mind is better than
probably
5 potency.
I don't know if I would imagine that the potency would be better
for Cure 5. Probably the mind. Everything else.
Who uses Cure 5 though?
Dude, all you White should Angels? Use is Cure 5 and Cure 3.
Cure 3 and Cure 5. You never use 4.
Anyone that drops Cure 4 needs to be
never.
Junk. I've seen a lot of stupid white mages, and I guess. I don't know. But,
well, I know some people
do it desperation because Cure 5 is like, if I'm curing you and all of a sudden you drop to like 10 HP and I don't have, like, I just Cure 5 someone else, then I'd Cure 4 you.
Exactly.
But other than that, like, you know.
Thank God I do not play any mage healing classes. That's all I'm going to say. You'd all be dead. But,
Pretty common sense, dude. Once you figure it out, it's just
I'm still kind of deciding what I want to do. But the Waltz TP cost minus 5 is kind of attractive, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Conserve TP plus 5 is interesting.
A lot of people were thinking that was a typo.
Yeah, it depends. It depends how. I mean, obviously, we can look at like the conserve MP and see how that works. But I don't know. I might wait to see some testing like with that. Maybe I don't know. I might wait for some testing before I pick the conserve TP one. But otherwise,
are you all for sure getting the add-on scenario?
Yeah. I probably will be.
Probably, just because of the cape for me.
I have the other two, but you know, I might as well.
The cape is available only for the Ultimate Collection?
No. For people that buy all three, and for people that have the Ultimate Collection.
Yeah. Okay, so if you get all three,
if you have all three add-on scenarios on your account, you'll be able to get the Nexus Cape.
But if I buy the Ultimate Collection, I also get it too, right? Yes.
Because you get all three add-ons with the Ultimate
Right.
Collection.
I haven't gotten the first two.
Yeah.
So for me,
if you get the Ultimate Collection, you'll
still
get the cape, right?
Yeah, for me, it makes sense to just get the Ultimate Collection when it comes out.
Right.
Yeah, because it's $20.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Instead of the $30 you pay otherwise. That's so lame.
And when is that? What is it? Well, November 19th? Is that what it is?
The update is the 9th. The collection comes out on the 10th.
The 10th. Oh, okay, cool. So, well, yeah, all right. Yeah,
but I'm looking...
By that time, people will have messed with it a little bit, at least.
There you go. Yeah, by then, people will have beaten it. All they need is a day. Then yeah. Something will be broken, and it'll be under maintenance for, like, 3 days. So I think Walt's TP cost minus 5 is probably a definite. Then right now I'm just kind of looking between the conserve TP and the movement speed plus 8, because I could stack that with Chocobo Dig for Chocobo Digging. Chocobo Jig.
Now we're going to talk about Chocobo Digging.
Because I'll be on Dancer to walk around town. I'll throw up Jig and, you know, run around a little faster and maybe throw the movement speed up. But yeah, I don't know. Otherwise, apart from that, like, there's really not anything else that I would do.
Okay, let's. Dooley, did you already tell us what you would get?
You know what grinds my gears?
Sad, what sir. Grinds your gears?
When you can't find the droids you're looking for.
Besides that,
there's no law against the pants, you know, have to be separated for jobs, and I'd really like pet augments, but at the same time, I could think of other things. And if only I could have Summoner and Beast on the same piece, you know? I think Pup and Beast are on the same piece. But
are they?
It's just not enough for me.
Yeah, I believe Pup and Beast are on the same.
Yeah, they're on the ugly ones with the metal stuff on the sides.
Those are actually my favorite design out of all three.
No
of them.
Way, the dragon ones ugly. Are awesome.
Dragon pants are sweet.
The dragons ugly, are ugly. The dragons are decent, but if you put those on Ataru, they're just gonna be a bunch of like blurry, like it's gonna look like someone threw up on the side of them.
Oh, Fusion X.
I don't want to know what I triggered by saying that.
I was talking to Gwid on the phone, and he says, "Did you see those pants?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I can't wait to get me some dragon pants." I'm like, "Dude, you're a Taru. You're not going to be able to see the dragon. It's going to be like an earthworm." Exactly. He's like, "Don't tell me that. You just ruined it for me."
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's. What would you pick if you had to choose now?
Oh man. I.
Oh man!
Probably just go with some generic BS with like movement speed.
He'd get movement speed plus 8 and
this
and
is like a
plus
samurai's one. Dream, man. They finally have movement speed.
Yeah,
I don't play.
Every person with 75 samurai is like, yes.
You know, I have 75 samurai, and I'm like, eh.
It's like, ooh, samurai with movement speed. You know, I wear my dust gloves all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, I haven't.
Way to be the
beat,
slow kid.
I haven't even beat the Moogle expansion yet, so it's like I'll get to this. You know, I'll get to the Shantota one eventually, maybe.
I really don't want to like
one first
get
use.
Them because I'm like close to getting skatey feet. So
right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Word. All right.
Cool.
Go ahead and move on here into
right.
Community news.
Community news!
Alright, the Alakazam Pumpkin Carving Contest voting started, and I believe the voting is now over as of October 31st. I think they're still kind of like finishing up everything and whatnot, but it looks like the Tonberry Pumpkin won. You know, as nice as the LM17 pumpkin was... That Tonberry one kind of beat the pants off of everyone else. So.
11-17 pumpkin, that's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought that was interesting.
That was a good call. That should have been in the top 25, I think.
Good call.
There were some pretty good ones. It seemed like there were less this year, but there were some good ones. Well, and there were some that looked like I've seen them before.
And some, I mean, it was cool this year because they actually opened it up globally. Like anyone could, you know, people in Japan could participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were looking at the lit and unlit images, you know, there's a lot of green pumpkins. Mm-hmm. That's actually like the Japanese. It's like a squash or something like that they have over in Japan.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's cool to see, you know, people from other areas of the world participating in something like that. So it was kind of cool.
That's a really nifty contest.
Yeah.
Very unique. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, all the pictures and stuff are still up, so you can head over to Alakazam and check them out. They'll probably be releasing the winners here probably in the next week or so. So we'll let you guys know when that happens. But
Word.
Very cool.
Right.
Very cool.
Even more exciting than, you know, if pumpkin carving wasn't exciting enough already for you.
It wasn't.
You know, we were informed. I think we did. We talk about the 3-part update last week.
I think we did.
The November update is taking place in 3 parts. One, which has already taken place. The next will be on November 9th, and then one coming up at the end of the month for something that they apparently couldn't finish in time. But we don't know what it is yet. But one of the things that we got is...
Dude, that doesn't even surprise me. I didn't even know that till just now.
I bet it's like the new Avatar or something. They're like, oh...
Not even.
Need another
there
month.
Is no such thing.
You've been waiting like 2.5 years. What's another 2 weeks? But people did some dat digging after the first part of the update and found some pretty interesting stuff. You know, one of the things that we got kind of teased with when they posted the version update notice was they were, you know, the ever so vague, you know, I forget, what was it, something, the new system, some new system involving items.
Yeah, involving items.
It's like, oh, okay.
And
from what we've seen in the deaths, we're wondering if we may have kind of gotten a sneak peek at what that's going to be. And we've also talked about this kind of a couple weeks ago when the artwork for the Ultimate Collection came out. There was that short interview along with it that mentioned that some of the armor that was shown in the artwork is, you know, ready to be put into the game. And that's exactly what some people found in the DATs from the first part of the update. And it's very interesting because there's different variations of this armor. It looks like it can almost be built upon. Like it could be upgradable in some way.
Right. Or changed in some way.
Comes in a couple different colors. You may be able to change
and
the color.
And all you need are 50,000 of these coins.
Yeah,
you need to kill like all of the H&Ms, all the copworms.
Yeah. Yeah, you need 10,000 Alexandrites, 30,000 Nation Beast coins.
You need to do dance 4 motion on AV's dead body before it disappears.
Yeah, but
that's it.
It's kind of interesting, you know. It seems like something like this would need a new system. You know, I mean, you're talking about, you know, there's a mage set, there's a kind of like a lighter armor DD set, and then there's like the heavy armor set, and you know, for something like that, you know, a system where you can upgrade armor, you would need some kind of new content to go along with that. So I think the big question right now is, you know, are they going to do something like, you know, we've heard that they've been talking about adding more Florist to Nisal Assault. Would this be something that they would do in there, where you can maybe upgrade the armor as you progress in floors, or are we going to be seeing the Walk of Echoes come out in this update?
I don't know. If the Walk of Echoes was coming out in this update, you would think they would have said something to
kind of... We still have a week.
...hype it up. Yeah, maybe.
We still have a week, and, you know, people are like, well, we haven't heard anything about the avatars. You know, we said last week, they announced Diablos the day of the update when that came out.
Well, you're more familiar with the Wings of the Goddess storyline than I am. Would that seem out of place at this point? Or?
It would seem odd that it didn't come out with a mission update.
Okay.
However, the way that they're doing Wings of the Goddess, how they're alternating between the missions and the quests, you know, they did say that the nation quests with this update, it seems like all of them are going to be expanding into the Northlands. And a lot of people are thinking that... you know, it's like Wings of the Goddess Endgame, so it's probably going to have some kind of connection to Zarkabar or Castle's Vol or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very possible that they could open that up, and, you know, you need to complete, you know, all the nation quests from one nation or whatever in order to get access to it. So, I mean, something like this, it's not like they can just, you know, I don't know where they would put it. It seems like such a new and unique system that it would almost be specifically designed for a new area of content. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll be really curious to see. And this actually may be the thing that's been delayed. You know, they may be working on getting all the finer details sorted out with the armor and the, you know, areas for, or, you know, or where they're going to put it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the DATs, we found some...
Chin, what do you think about that? Do you think that's feasible?
What?
Walk of Echoes? Were you paying attention? Or
no, I was. Not, I just didn't really know if you meant the nation... Zarkabard thing or what?
If it is Walk of Echoes, I wouldn't be surprised if you need to be caught up on the storyline.
On the nation quest or the missions or both?
But well, in
you have to
the way
do
that
both,
they so. Interlink the two. I mean, they're kind of the same thing, but at the same time they're separate. It's really kind of weird how they did it. But with this update, we're getting nation quests, not storyline missions. So I would, you know, if it's coming out with a quest update, I would say, you know, you finish the quests up to this point, and it could be, you know, I don't think they said if it was going to be the last set of quests or not, but I mean, you figure, you know, they're getting close to the Battle of Zarkabard here, so it you know, this could be the last batch of stuff. You may,
the
you know, we
Battle
may,
of Zarkabard.
We may even, you know, see a little bit of that in the quest. You know, we don't know yet, but I mean, it's either got to be this update or the next update, I think, where we start to see Walk of Echoes. And I just can't imagine this new system being anywhere else right now, other than maybe Nizel. But honestly, the last thing I think they want to do right now is add more stuff to content from a previous expansion. Especially when people are already complaining, you know, about, you know, having to use tags for Nizel, and they want to do salvage too, and that, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'll be real curious to see how that works. I kind of want to get some people to get together and just plow through some of the nation quests if they haven't done them yet, because I want to get a group just ready, you know, update day if, you know, you do need them done to get access into you know, the Walk of Echoes. You know, I want to be able to get in that, because I think that'll be real cool to check that out. It's been such a long time since there's been any like new endgame content. You know, and just being able to, like, you know, go into it and jump into it and be, you know, some of the first people to try it out. That'd be really fun to do, I think. So, and I think that's something that the endgame players need right now, is some new fresh content. So I hope that this is, you know, what this new armor, this upgradable looking armor, is going to be for.
You know, at this point, I really don't give a crap about the nation quests. I mean, they're all fine and dandy, but the last set of missions just got me, you know, I was hoping that, you know, the taking turn thing is driving me nuts, because now I got to wait for the next update to get missions, and the missions just died.
You know, the way that they do it, I mean, it's not like the nation quest really fail in comparison in terms of, you know, quality of the cutscenes, you know.
No.
I mean, they're still really well done with all the cutscenes and the animations, and they're good, solid storylines. You know, for Winders in this next update, I think we're going to be seeing Fenrir and Winders fighting off the Yags, which will be really cool. You know, I don't know what else we'll see from the other nations, but...
Hey, when did they release Wings of the Goddess?
While ago,
after Treasures of Argon,
Wings of the Goddess was two years ago Thanksgiving, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So yeah, if this isn't the last set, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
Well, you know, really they're stretching it out a bit. They're trying to.
You think?
Well, no, I know they are, because, you know, at E3 Tanaka's like, oh, 11 still has like a year of Wings of the Goddess content because we're still trying to work on 14 and don't have the resources to do anything more. Like, they're just stretching it. I mean, they still said they're devoted to like an update every 3 months, so it could just be that they had a lot planned. You know, who knows? I mean, obviously, you know, with the Crystal War, there's obviously a lot of stuff that they could talk about, but I don't know. I'm anxious now. Like, I want to see. I know. I want to wake up like tomorrow, go on Play Online, and have it be like Walk of Echoes.
I want to wake up in Walk of Echoes.
That's a real cool zone.
You don't know if it's cool. They could patch it so it's like one strip of land for a cutscene or something.
I doubt they would, because the zone in its entirety is already in the game with there's a Colosseum area and a bunch of floating islands and stuff. So. I doubt they would just go back
we'll
and
see.
Change all of that. But there were some other things found in DATs. I don't know if you guys remember. Remember that white dagger that we saw in the version update notice? It was like a white and blue dagger. There's a couple other weapons that look really similar to that. and they look kind of like the weapons that Urns have in C.
That what has?
The Urns.
Urns.
You know what? You've seen AV, right? Absolute Virtue.
Yeah, I know what an Urn is.
Yeah, that's an Urn.
But
I know what it is.
I'm with you. You just said it all funny. Right. I'm just saying.
It was. I think Duel. You said you had compared them and they were like the same model or something, didn't you?
They pretty much look like the same. Yeah. I know at least two of the weapons look like the same model, just reskinned.
They're fancied up a little bit. There's some gold trim and stuff.
What I noticed was the dagger was one of them, because I've fought enough freaking Urns with daggers as a blue mage. And then the pole arm did. The sword, not so much. And the staff, I don't know where that came from.
It's a new thing. And the color scheme of it, too, was just, I mean, obviously, like, the white, but the way that the blue or the, you know, is introduced, it looks very similar to what the Urns are using. So I'm wondering if maybe these are going to be part of, you know, the Walk of Echo stuff. You know, one thing I saw was... you know, a lot of people have probably seen, like, there's like the white and blue staff with the little gold stuff. I've seen just a white staff. Are there going to be upgradable weapons, you know, along with upgradable armor? You know, I think right now, just because of the real strong similarity to the Urns, I'm wondering if they're going to be updating loot pools and maybe providing weapons for jobs, you know, like jailer weapons or something that, you know, for jobs that don't have them yet. Or maybe if, because, you know, that's one thing that I've really like to see is, okay, you know, we're getting some new content here and there, but what about this older content? Why can't they change it and make the older stuff, you know, exciting again, you know, mix it up a little bit? Maybe that's something that they're doing. I don't know. It's just that style of the weapon just makes me think that it has something to do with C.
It'd be nice, because I've said for a long time, like, we need either new endgame content or changes to existing.
All right.
So, I mean...
If we see Walk of Echoes and additions to C, I mean, we get both. That would be outstanding.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Who knows, man? I gotta do my missions anyway, so.
Well,
yeah, I guess we'll have to see. Obviously,
yeah, we'll have to see what, you know, the like update, the degree is, of how extensive that system is.
Updates a week away. We got to hear something before Monday, for at least, you know, with the new armor. I would imagine is their new, you know, system involving items or something.
Well, you put it in an oven looking. Thing, a wood yeah. burning stove.
Yeah, did they find the wood burning stove in the DAS?
Not yet.
Damn.
But it does look like.
Where did that even come from?
It looks like something they took out of Brenner.
It does.
I honestly did Brenner once, so I couldn't.
That'll
tell
be
you.
The end boss for Wings of the Goddess.
Brenner, you know, the meal between dinner and breakfast. Stove.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what else I'm thinking?
Whatever happened to that soccer field thing? You guys remember that?
The one that when asked about it, the devs were like, yeah, we're not, I don't know, it's just kind of there.
It's just kind of...
I'm like, so wait, let me get this straight. There is an area in the DATS, in the game, that was created, and you have no purpose for it.
Pretty much.
I don't know. There's a lot
of stuff like that, though.
If you BAV the way we want you to, like in 18 hours, you know, it just warps you.
I don't know. I mean, there's stuff that's been in. I mean, obviously, we had stuff like the Red Mage Tier 2 end spells. You know, those animations were in there for a long time. They did finally use them, but I think they come out and just be like, "Yeah, we don't have any like plans for it." I'm like, then why did you have it made?
See, originally, what it was like a BCNM area for when the worm sucked you into its belly. It like eats you, and then you're inside a soccer field.
Where
does this come from?
Then like Pele comes, and
you got to play like soccer against like AV Pandemonium Warden. Charvy.
I'm sure it's exactly like the
World.
What they had
it's in like mind. The World Cup, the World Banadil Cup.
Oh my god!
And then Aspid is like the goalie, so you can't score ever. He just sits in front of it.
Wow!
Like, oh, I'm big. And you lose.
I'm big for my age.
Jeez. But yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how this armor upgrading system works. You know, it could be real cool, or it could just be kind of meh. You know, I don't know. But hopefully we'll figure that out this week with some more update notes. But, you know, I got a feeling that if anything, you know, obviously we have that update coming at the end of the month because something got delayed. It would probably be that bigger system, you know, that they've been working on. But
yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's sort of out there that's not really has a purpose, like the Viking helmet or whatever it is.
Or the Wyvern Breath animations.
Just saying. Like, what's
give it up,
that?
Fusioners. Give it up.
Those are man hours for those devs to create that stuff, and it's not. There's no purpose.
Right.
Maybe we were supposed to be like
we need to
Vikings
confront them
on a
about it
field.
At a fan fest, and they'll include it in the next version update. It's like, so Vidog scales an Ixion horn. You're gonna oh yeah, we'll make a furniture item and a pull arm. We'll get right on that for you. It's like, oh, thank God. I was worried they wouldn't be made for anything useful. Oh wait, never mind. They're still not made for anything useful.
Owned.
Yeah.
Look at me, I got a Dabo.
Yeah, good for you. You go have fun.
Dabo.
Oh, Dabo.
You know,
biggest waste
it's not
of money
even,
ever.
It's not even cool looking. It's like it was like a regular pole arm, and then like someone like bent the blade. It's just it looks absurd.
No, I kind of wanted to make the furniture item just because I was, like, absolutely sure that probably nobody has it. But I'm like,
yeah.
I can use that angel skin for so many different things, you know?
So many
I think
things
it takes
that
some
are...
angel skin in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But, all right.
Alrighty.
I'm looking forward to Alrighty. The update. Like, there could be some real cool surprises in there. I'm starting to get pumped. It's, like, it's coming down to, you know, like, the final week here.
Surprise, fat chocobo.
Yes. Oh my god.
I would
stop everything I'm doing on level summoner if there was a
fat chocobo. I would
avatar.
Too.
Oh my god.
I would too.
Especially if it just kind of like bounced on its butt, like to move.
Absolutely.
Like, you
especially
know how the ref,
if it bounced
like,
on
fly?
Its butt to
don't
move.
Get in its
oh,
way.
Oh man.
Oh my god, my foot. Your
stop what you're doing.
It'd be even cooler if you like jump on the back of the fat chocobo and just like hop on it like a big fat like chocobo pogo stick.
Giddy
chocobo,
up.
chocobo pogo. Say that
choco
10 times.
Every time you like jump
choco
up and down,
pogo.
It goes like
pogo
or like
choco pogo.
Choco pogo.
Wow.
It sounds okay. Like a third
choco
world
pogo.
Country.
Choco pogo. Choco pogo.
Made in choco pogo.
Made in choco pogo.
Oh my god.
Eat all
China.
Your vegetable bread, Lee. There's starving people in Chocopogo.
Okay, Mom.
Man. Alright, so that's it for community news.
Starving people in Chocopogo.
Man. Alright, for PFA news this week, this past weekend, I went up to Dearborn, Michigan, along with Aniro. We
yes,
had
you did,
our,
Fusion X.
Final Fantasy XI podcast panel at YumaCon 2009. And it went pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a pretty good chunk of people show up. We talked about the history of both shows. We talked about Radio XI and what we're planning out in the future for that. What we're looking to do with our Final Fantasy XIV show, Aetherite Radio. And we also had a very special presentation from some of the guys over at the Final Fantasy XI community team.
Yay, so Final Fantasy XI
cool.
community team.
The gallery is now up from the event. We do have audio from the panel. We are smoothing that out right now, and that should hopefully be out by the end of the week or early next week, so you can look forward to that and hearing what the guys over at Square Enix have to talk about. But yeah, that's all I'll say. I don't want to spoil any of it. So
okay,
it was nice meeting all you guys,
and it was Halloween.
It was Halloween, yeah.
But you know, you go to an anime convention, and you're not really surprised to see people dressed up
mm-hmm.
at all. So
you know, I was surprised at how small it was, though.
Really, the one in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, is just it's big.
The one we have in Chicago is really big. So
what's the one in Chicago called?
Anime Central.
Oh, Ansen, that's right.
Yeah, Ansen, it's big, but
yeah,
whatever. It was good. Had a lot of fun.
Chicago is big, so there you go.
It's true. Yeah, it was great to meet everybody there. A lot of people came up to us after the panel, just, you know, talked with some people. So that was a lot
How
of
long
fun.
Were you there for?
The panel ran about 50 minutes.
No. Yeah, well, the panel, yeah, but how long were you up there? When did you leave?
I was up. I went up there Friday and came back on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But we only were at the convention, we were only there for a couple hours. So, and you, unless you were looking for a certain panel, I mean, you could have easily gone through and checked out the, Artist Alley and the vendor room in, like, half an hour, so. But, okay. it was cool. So, keep an eye out. We'll have that audio up soon, and along with that stuff from Square Enix, so keep an eye out for that. Right. Also, it was cool. I was talking to some of the guys doing Voices of Vanadil over at Limit Break Radio, and a couple of them are thinking about maybe coming down for the Distant Worlds concert, which would be pretty cool, especially since they just announced that we're going to be seeing some Final Fantasy XIV tracks in it.
I know! I'm so jealous now. I want to get some tickets, because they're still on sale, I think.
They are. You can still get tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
I would hurry up. If you're thinking about it, I'd buy them now. I got a feeling they're going to be going pretty quick now.
You heard it here, folks. Buy now.
Yeah.
Well,
$3.99.
Oh, they're more than that.
Oh, yeah, all the cheap tickets are gone.
Cheap tickets are gone. Yep. But anyway, that takes us into player achievements. So, Duel.
Yes.
Do it up, D-Dog.
Let's see what people's did this week. Oh, man.
So many
achievements.
Oh, man.
Duel's like, why did I ever agree to do this?
Oh, man. Zoinks.
Like Scoob.
Are you guys actually interested in what people did this week or what? Let's go. No, it's just the oh man is like when you open the thread and you see oh my god, home moms.
Yeah.
Fusion still has that there.
That is the best avatar ever, and I hate. I'll get into that in a little bit.
Here we go. I hate rat.
It does involve you, Chin, so you can look forward to that.
It does?
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we get into endgame.
Alright.
Let's see. Tan Lore got Homam's Ushedo.
Woo!
Homam's. Yeah, not boots, but one step at a time. Yes, baby steps. Baby steps. Red Mage to 37.
Nice.
Scholar Relic Lags.
Nice.
Started upgrading Relic Polearm. Stage 1 complete. Good luck.
Nice. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, man. Those nuts.
Tan Lore's player achievements can be summed up as baby steps. That's okay. You gotta start somewhere.
Sevo Kevo, Black Halo.
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry. Drake Spain, this is Black Halo and Willing Thrust for the win, so that's what they did for to unlock Drake Spain.
Cool.
Congrats on getting Drake Spain. That's awesome. Defeated the ACP final boss, one of two on it. Got the Nuevo Corselet, obviously.
Yeah, made himself a hobby for his Dirk, which is okay. If you were a samurai and you did that, I would be a little worried.
I've seen so many.
Yeah.
And shed so many tears.
Yeah.
Dark Star, Black Mage from 65 to 71. Word.
Nice. Baller.
Black Mage body. Rosadine. Awesome. Homam body from Limbus.
Nice.
Very awesome. Says which helped unlock finally Expiation for Blue Mage. It's the mythic that's weapon awesome. Skill. Swiss Army Mage for the win.
go Blue Mage.
Let's see. Earth Digger clears Dynamis Quufum every few weeks.
Yeah, I started off the player achievement thread. I clear Dynamis Quithum, top of that. So people are like, oh, well, I did this, and blah, blah, blah.
You know, I've only done it once. The one time that I won, I don't think I've ever gone back.
I probably wouldn't either.
Quithum's pretty fun, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's fun when you're not wiping.
No joke, when we did it, the entire alliance wiped except for me and the other Dragoon from very well-placed super jumps. And we finished off the boss.
Oh, God.
Nice.
very well placed super jumps because his AoE is very terrible. So anyway, Earth Digger got a real life achievement. Finally got employed after a year of looking. Way to beat that economy. Go work. Earned an Imperial Ring, haste plus 4% in assaults.
Nice.
Very handy considering it works in salvage and Nizel as well. Awesome. Ding 34 Black Mage and dared to turn down party invites on it. They were for Kufum, aka the new Dunes.
So true.
Oh, Kuroneko, 75 Monk. Congrats.
Nice.
Says my sheep and antlions clothing static of myself, my fiance, and one of my best in-game friends got it Hagen and Foragers from the E&M this week.
Cool.
Very wow. Nice. Very nice drops.
Mm-hmm.
Says congrats to Adam on the proud owner of a Foragers. Hopefully they sold that Hagen. Yeah. There's an edit here. It says 2 days, 75 Monk, and Chiblai / Kited Wulguru, which is like a tier 2 ZNM.
No drop, though.
That's okay, because his drops aren't that great, I don't think. Wait, oh, the headpiece, yeah. I can see how that would be good for Monk. Mm. I was thinking that. The Riot Shield. You know the Riot Shield.
Ah, yes, the Naked Shield.
The Salvage. Let's see, Shaddix got my first Nizel drops, Denali Gamishes, and Goliard Trues.
Cool.
Stock sweet. Rank 1 to 10 in a week. Awesome.
Yeah, you can plow through those.
That's a lot of money.
If you're devoted, yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Let's see. Carletta, Ranger to 56. Congrats.
Nice.
Scholar to 35. Sublimation. Ooh. Which is awesome. Oh, man. So it's like Christmas, birthday, Halloween wrapped in a hug and a kiss and top with chocolate. Well, I think I leveled Scholar to like 20-something before like the adjustments of Scholar. I was like, you know what? This is lame. And then like Sublimation, I finally get it after like they add Sublimation and some of the other Scholar adjustments. I'm like, this is awesome. Sublimation is great. Got Kitty Pants.
Nice.
Awesome, Kitty Pants. See, Vantry came back to the game after a month.
Woot.
Killed Experimental Lamia twice, arm pants and two stabs. So, new boots. Stabs are nice, though. Cleared Dynam Bastok with 21 minutes to spare. Got Paladin to 68.
Word.
And Invincible Moron. Met some scrub over the weekend.
Hey. that's not what it says.
No, it's not.
He attended the best Final Fantasy XI podcast panel that occurred this past weekend.
The only one that's ever occurred, ever.
Nizel floor 30 cleared.
Nice.
Ding, warrior 36. Congrats. That's it. Congrats to all.
Alright, so I'm gonna take the lead. I'm doing in-game first.
Okay.
I am 3-for-3 on my Ares body.
Yay!
And I hope to have that done by the end of the week.
Dude, hope to have that done like sooner. Tonight.
some people
your
like
stuff
to,
needs to sell.
Jack up prices on Imperial Boots and Guts, and there's not enough up right now. But so that was big thing number one. Big thing number two is I moved over to Carbuncle.
Yay!
So. And I talked with some of the people on Osera before I made the move, you know, made sure there wasn't any kind of hard feelings or anything. Had a great time over there, and wish them nothing but the best
feeling.
Of luck. But, you know, obviously for people that have been listening for the last couple of months, you know, that pretty much all my endgame has been I logged into Salvage, and that was it, you know. 14's coming out. There's maybe a year left of some real solid playtime with 11. And it'd be real fun, I think, to try and, you know, get the chance to do things that I haven't done that much of yet, like H&M's and maybe some Odin stuff. So, you know,
heck yes.
school schedule aside, you know, hopefully get into Odin's stuff eventually. But so I've gone ahead and joined up with Chin's LS. So did Dynamis Valk tonight. And got pretty close to beating it. Didn't quite manage to do that.
Yeah, way to, like, I've never lost a Dynamis Volcrum ever.
It's my bad luck.
Fusion comes over and my guy's wife.
It's my bad luck because it was funny. On top of just the not clearing it, I had AFK'd for about 10 minutes or so in the middle to go and grab something to eat. And during that time is when we had all of the AF drop. I came back and it stopped dropping, which is kind of weird. But I also got the Dynamis Quiffin clear from a pickup Dynamis group last week, so that was cool. I just need Valkrim, and I'll get tab access. And now, what I want to tell you, Chin, the Link Shell forums are not accepting my OMG Home Mom avatar. And I am very saddened by this.
Hey, whatever.
So I have Stewie with a stuffed diaper.
It's probably too big.
Who knows?
That's what she said.
It's too big, so I have most, an avatar actually, of no, Stewie with a stuffed diaper.
Actually, no, because someone has like a full-size screenshot as their like signature.
Oh, jeez.
A full-size
I think it was the animated GIF thing that was doing it. I don't know. I'll have to fiddle around with it some more. I need that avatar to work.
Word.
Well,
As nice as I like the Stewie with a stuffed diaper avatar, I want my OMG Home Mom's bang.
True that.
But, yeah, that was my my end game this week, and I'll have more stuff to talk about next week. I'm sure.
So now your end game and Chin's end game are gonna be the same.
Yeah, and when are you moving?
Tomorrow maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'm supposed to be moving to Carbuncle as well.
With Opie. I actually, a bunch of my beasts, I got like 4 or 5 people with 75 beasts, and they're all excited to have more beasts.
Nice.
So you're gonna make their week.
Nice.
And they can make fun of your beast gear, and you can be like, well, I need this, and...
Whatever.
Hey, whatever, man. Everyone starts somewhere, dog.
I'll have to show you my mock house steak with my, like, 4 for 5 beast relic mannequin.
We had... Oh, I'll wait till I get to my end game.
All right, well, I'm done, so...
Word, I'll go. So we did a Tav, and I was so excited because I'm like, maybe we can go...
Wait, hold on. I didn't mention our Gate Widow, I don't think. Or was that last week? When was that duel?
With
the double drop.
What was this week?
Yeah, we had a Gate Widow and it dropped both of the pieces.
You know, you could have left that for me. You know,
all right, and then I got a drop. Then forget I said anything. Then go ahead, Chin.
So we didn't hear
anything.
And I was really hoping I could make 3 Hobbarts drop in a row, but none dropped. So that was sad. But we got a Hydra Tiara, which is kind of lame. It's like enchantment potency, but it really just affects your critical hit rate or something. So I don't really know. I didn't really look into it. But we did get a Hydra Doublet, the mage-like equivalent of a Hobbart, so that was pretty sweet. Other than that, it was pretty much crap. Oh no, we got Assassin's Armlets, so...
Nice.
One of our thieves now has TH4, so that's pretty awesome. We did Odin. It was probably the fastest Odin we ever did. It was dead in like 10 minutes.
Wow.
And we got a Valhalla body, Shadow Coat, W body, and some other trash, like P legs or something stupid. So that was fun. It was really cool to kill it that fast for once. Usually we do it in about 20, 25. So that was pretty exciting. What else did I do? We did some C, but that update, the dude with all our C pops, like, is on dial-up. Mm-hmm. So we had to, like, update for, like, 7 hours.
Wow.
So we didn't really get to do much C. We did an Omega, and we got Homam feet and hands.
Cool.
So that was better than two heads, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Anything is better than two heads. Nothing dropping is better than two heads.
We finished our, I pulled the Skalka. He's the one that got, like, the Hobbit before last. And, you know, he came from a pretty basic shell, so he didn't have much gear. Mm-hmm. Like, he had no home man, but he was an awesome tank. Like, the first day he was there, he duo-tanked someone's Chimera. And so I was like, wow, I gotta gear this kid. Like, he's good already. Mm-hmm. So we finished up his home amp that he needed, so that was pretty cool. I don't know. That's pretty much it. Oh, we had a wicked tier 3 last night. And so we go in, and, like, one of the party leaders had no space, so they're trying to, like, get someone else to get the glass, so we're wasting all this time. So it probably takes us like 4 minutes just to enter to pull, and so I'm getting all pissy, and so we go in, and the first thing there is slimes and soul flares, the first one, and it was like 12 flares and 12.
I would have been like, well, that was fun, guys. Let's just.
Yeah, we're just kind of like, are you kidding me? But they were like squishy-ish, so that was pretty sweet. And then the next round was bats, and those are always fun with attack down. I've never seen more erases like go off. Mm-hmm. And then the last set was the dragons, like the Dahaks, and the vampire boss. So we pull like the Dahaks. Thankfully, there are only like 6. And right when the last one dies, we get like the 5-minute warning, and I'm like, oh no, I really don't want to do another tier 3. But we killed, like, the vamp boss in, like, a minute and 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. I was just like, everyone just needs to crap out a 2-hour right now. And it was, like, dead.
Nice.
So that, yeah, that was awesome. It was a really good tier 3 run. I think that's pretty much it for me. We did a Dynamis on Monday, but I forget which one it was. Probably nothing too
fun. The one where you kill the stuff and it drops and...
Yeah, it was probably a Windy or something. Oh, I didn't go. I was at work. So, haha. That'd be Windy. I'm rebelling. Stupid city runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Cool. I got in and did some assaults this week with Opie. He was trying to get the last few points for some gear that he wanted, and actually got to hang out with Squig for a while.
Nice.
Which is cool. Yeah. So yeah, it was really cool, and we hopped on Skype and chatting about stuff, and yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I'm still like private second class though.
Word.
So that kind of fails.
Baby steps.
Baby steps,
indeed. My nasal record is just horrendous, you know. you can be better, Chin. You can be better.
Better than what? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know it. What?
Yo, are you all right, dude? You need a help. No. You need some help. You need to see a doctor.
No, but yeah, it was cool. I had some fun. And we were looking to transfer to Carby this week, so more on that next week after an all-new Heroes.
I guess.
Are you feeling all right tonight, man?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah, we're going to like punch that update in the face when it hits next week, man.
Yeah, really.
Shazam!
Update's like, hi, guys. We're like, yo. It'll be fun, though.
Word.
Wow, we're like gonna gank the update.
Gank
give them shoes and that hat, and rip the pin so most of the beads are on my half.
Give me that white dagger, or die.
We're gonna smack the pants off of the update, and we're gonna wear them and augment them.
All right. Since that's done, we don't have any emails.
Really. You're just gonna skip Duel?
Nah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Duel.
You guys go right about your business. Don't you worry about it.
That's fine. That's fine. I was already having self-esteem issues earlier. I didn't need to get a boost or anything.
All right, Duel. What did you do this week, sir?
I logged in. I did some RVP.
Nice.
Pulled me some salvage. Nice. I think, was it Tuesday when we got your body fuse?
Yeah.
And then, like, the next day, it's someone else's turn. Someone else's turn, and it's like, alright, so we're gonna do, ramparts.
Backlog can go die in a fire.
Indeed it can.
So... The aim is that we get Skirmisher Pifredo, you know, the bee that doesn't pop, and get the feet.
So he can pop all he wants. He just never drops anything.
Dude, so I have trouble just getting them to pop.
It was good. We had like three or four Dune Widows on our last run, and then one bee. Like, he popped once, and that was it. It's like, what?
Dude, that's like one more bee than I've seen in like over a year, so.
Yeah.
So, we're like kind of looking at everybody else's list, and you know, we usually do multiple people's stuff instead of just the one main focus. And we're like, well, okay, we'll just do Mad Bomber Rampart before we do this one. Dune Widow shows up probably, I think it's third or fourth mob in. She's like, surprise! And we're like, surprise! And we like gank her, and it's like two drops. We got
legs and feet, or. I think it was
It's like Morgan hands and Marduk legs, and I did end up getting the Marduk legs. So,
baller.
Another 35 that I'm still, you know, I've got like 235 legs that I still haven't gotten the 25s for, but you know, that's just the way luck has it.
Yeah.
True you that. Know,
the boss is guaranteed two drops, but not what you want.
Oh, it's never what you want. What are you talking about, dude?
That's why I'm still 2 for 3 on Usu legs.
Me too, sir. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 2 for 3 on friggin' Marduk feet.
You need to go beat him out of Arsh.
Yeah, that's a good idea. we got 2 salvage drops off the one. Then she pops like 2 or 3 more times and doesn't drop anything.
Of course.
And of course, we've repeated the run and haven't gotten anything. But Dune Widow seems to like to pop for us. I don't know what. I mean, we had, what, 3, 4 of them yesterday?
Yeah.
And 1 bee, which is, you know, kind of dismal. I mean, it could be worse. We can get no bees, but, you know, we're aiming for the bee, and I figured
because it was someone else's run, it would then drop the feet. Because we did it a few times for me, and it never, you know, it may have popped. And it never dropped. I'm like, well, oh, now that it's not for me, you know, it'll drop.
But the bee comes out. It's like, oh, Fusion Extra. Whoops, look what I dropped.
It's like, hey, guys, somebody needs a pair of shoes.
Oh, look what you made me drop. Made me drop it.
I hate that.
Drop it like it's hot.
Well.
That's about it.
Word.
As previously mentioned, we don't have any emails this week, unfortunately.
Yes, that's kind of odd.
So maybe they just don't know our email address. Maybe we just need to tell them the email address.
What is our email address, Steak?
Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com.
Hostesses.
Twinkie at hostess.com.
There's a Twinkie in my link show.
I hate coconut. Not the flavor, just the consistency.
That's true.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right. Our website address is petfoodalpha.com. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Say goodnight.
Peace.
Goodnight.
I got a little something I'd like to lay on y'all.